Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Astros getting it done. It doesn't make you forget that they sucked all season, but it is a fresh start. And in 42 hours from now, or 36 hours from now, they'll be one of eight teams left with a chance to win the whole thing. So
yeah,
that's where you want to be.
And it kind of feels like the playoffs now. I mean, with the whole phony sort of play-in three-game series deal.
It's like they just won a wild card game.
Yeah.
I mean, is what it feels like.
That's what it feels like. So they're actually in now. This is the first time that they've had to deal with the COVID thing. Now the question becomes, what players don't play? How much does that affect? Now, I'm looking at this from a gambling perspective. If the Titans, say, have three or four players out that don't play, and then how long do they have to sit? Do they have to sit for 2 weeks? Which I'm guessing they'll have to quarantine them for 2 weeks. But let's say that's two of your safeties. I mean, there's a good chance it's the same position group, right?
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And miss the first 2 hours?
A little car chase.
Little Astros, most importantly, a car chase. A really good one. And Aaron, some of the Twitchers were bringing up if there would be a way, and I bet we can do this, to bring up the online feed while we're commenting on the Twitch channel. That would be pretty cool.
There is, but you wouldn't hear it.
That's okay. We don't need to hear.
And there really wasn't anything to hear.
No, just so they can see it while we're commenting on it.
Oh, that, no.
Okay.
I've already talked to Brandon because I was trying to do that with the Wheel of Death a couple weeks ago.
Like put it on the Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it takes way too much
encoding.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We had an idea. Well, this brings me right conveniently into another story I had for today. In Illinois, in southwestern Illinois, police say a 14-year-old boy fleeing police in a car he had allegedly stolen from an auto dealership died after the vehicle collided with another car that was stolen by a 16-year-old and cops were also pursuing. So a 14-year-old had stolen a car, was evading police. When he got hit by a 16-year-old who had also stolen a car and was also being chased by police.
It's what are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds of that?
The 14-year-old died after he was ejected from the vehicle, which, by the way, if you're in a car chase, you should probably throw on your seatbelt.
Yes, if you're hurt, it's going to come back to you.
The 16-year-old was driving another stolen car, suffered life-threatening injuries when it crashed into a drainage canal following the collision.
And that's not a... Landing in a drainage canal never ends well for you.
Not wise, guys.
No. All right. Well, I don't want to laugh at that because the guy died, but it is kind of funny.
I mean,
what are you going to do? So
play stupid games.
Remember,
I've
been saying it's a miracle you can get away with anything these days.
It's a miracle.
Like, obviously, if you're going to steal a truck like that and go on a chase, you're going to get caught.
Yes.
If you're going to try to have an affair, somebody's going to catch you. It's just going to happen. Everything's. A research team has found that the average American is filmed by security cameras over 230 times a week.
Jeez.
Now, I don't know if this is these have got to be pre-Rona numbers because most people aren't out and about. But if you think about it, okay, so I'm on a security camera when I leave my house.
Right. I'm on security cameras when I'm in my house.
Well, that too. But then here, there's cameras all over the place.
Yeah,
I think there's cameras on the streets on the way here. So maybe that's not that far off now that I think about it.
Crazy.
Because I know they don't have traffic cams, but they have cameras at intersections in case there's accidents, right?
Yeah, they still have traffic cams. They're just not that you can get ticketed off of.
Hmm.
They're still there in case there's an accident. They want to know whose fault it was.
Apparently, when calculated on a per-person basis... this is the second highest ratio of security cameras to population in the world. You want to guess who's number one?
cameras to population?
Yeah, we're number two in the world.
I would guess New York City.
No, no, no. Country. What country? New York City's part of the United States.
China.
Yeah. U.S. has at least one security camera filming for every 4.6 people.
Damn.
Compared to one camera for every 4.1 in China. The Chinese, they're spying on us. This
I was
is a bad
North
thing.
Korea, but...
Boy, I would have lost my ass betting those presidential props last night.
Yeah.
I kept talking about China virus. Way over.
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, Portland. I mean, Law and Order. Things went way over that I wouldn't have expected.
Which, and considering they didn't really say anything, I mean, that kind of makes sense. They were just yelling, they were just yelling hyperbole at each other. Hey, Johnny wants to comment on the car chase. Let's get him in. What's up, Johnny?
Man, let me tell you something, man. If two fools, I don't care how old they are, steal cars, they deserve to get into a wreck, and they deserve whatever the hell happens to them.
Sounds like you like us, are also for law and order, is what you're saying. That's what I gathered from that call.
Yeah, he's a law and order guy. Now, the poor people in the Charger didn't deserve that.
No.
They're just minding their own business.
Well, we don't know. They may have been
high. Well, they may have been evil. It could have been evil. Why are you saying that? Just because of the neighborhood? No.
It could have been.
It was a nice lady and her children. Probably on her way home from the dentist, where she just had to pay her entire check on her kid's dentistry. And this is what happens.
Is that what you think?
I don't know. I'm just speculating. This is what I do. I write fiction. So I see a person and I create a story about them. It's one of my favorite things to do. Been doing that my whole life. That's the story I'm going with, because it's a positive story, AJ, and I'm trying to be positive in these times. In these trying times. When everyone's negative and everyone hates each other and everyone's screaming at each other and everyone's running off stealing trucks and looking a little methy when they get pulled out of the truck. I'm trying to be a light in the world, AJ, and not a dark light. You know, not like an evil dark elf kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a positive light. That's why I do the non-pedo positive Rona updates.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, that's why in this case, I'm trying to put a positive story on her so that people will feel a little sympathetic for her while at the same time feeling fine with those guys being thrown in jail. Green asking, how does Fred's haircut look? I tried it out yesterday. It's basically just shorter version of what it was. I just kind of trimmed it on the sides and on the top. It's all good. But looking methy. Yeah, they did look a little methy. I'm not going to lie. Now, granted, hard to judge. Camera was a good, 100 feet away.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess, I'd guess methy. And why they stole that particular truck. I mean, wouldn't...
Very odd choice.
Well, if you're speculating, meth probably a reason to steal a truck like that.
Yeah.
If you watch Breaking Bad, isn't that the kind of thing those guys would do?
Yeah.
All right. What does Blake want to talk about? What's up, Blake?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, sports.
Hey, sports. I wanted to comment on the car chase as a former insurance salesman. I wanted to say the owner of that truck and whoever that truck hit is going to have quite a hard time getting their vehicles paid for by the insurance company. That's really all I got. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, that sucks.
You know what? If I'm the person in the Charger, you know what I do? Better dial Dave.
Yeah.
713-626-8900 if you're listening, darling.
Although, I mean, what are they going to get off those guys?
Well, I mean, you can go after the police's insurance.
Oh.
I mean, there's all kinds. I'm telling you, Dave will get something out of it. 713-626-8900, darling.
Now you sound like you're not for law and order.
Well, I am for law and order, but I'm also for the poor person who was just happened to be sitting there minding her own business, gets her nice Dodge Charger run into by a stolen vehicle. Her insurance company better pay. That's all. That's why you need a lawyer. Her insurance company will do it, but they're going to try to give him the runaround, just like this guy said.
That's true.
That's why you need a lawyer, because they got lawyers. That's why we have Lawyer Dave, for the people. All right, one more. Justin.
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller. I don't condone car chases, but I've always thought that the best idea was to run into a mall. So I wanted to see what y'all thought about that.
Have we ever talked about a mall? I mean, parking garage, yes.
Parking garages seems like a good place to get away, but a mall's not a bad idea.
Although during the Rona, is it really the same thing?
Or like a Walmart, perhaps?
Walmart's probably your best bet.
And you can, well, if you're going to do it in a mall, one, it's got to be like the Galleria or a mall with an actual parking garage, because you want to lead them up several ramps, and you want to have enough of a lead that when you get to your ramp that you decide to park it at, you throw it in park, you run inside before they even knew what happened.
No, well, honestly, the best thing to do would be like, okay, Galleria is a great example. Galleria is the ideal mall. Because it does have the, it has an upper deck parking garage, and it's got the, so the entry into those parking garages, it's one lane.
Yeah.
So what you do is, before you get into all the way into the garage, while you're still in the one lane, like the entry ramp, throw it in park, get out and take off. That way the cops have to abandon their cars there and get up and get on foot too.
See, here's one flaw.
And maybe like kind of twists and get out of the, block it off, and then get out of the passenger's door so your truck blocks the entire ramp.
Then get inside the mall, grab a jacket off the rack, and try to...
I would go and I would put on a Santa Claus suit and sit there on a throne and say, hey, I've been here being Santa Claus all day, pal.
That's not going to work in October.
Damn it.
Well, the other flaw is, guys... We talk about what neighborhoods these car chases
That's
go
true.
In.
That's true. It's usually not.
When have we seen it in the Galleria?
Not often.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say my next step would be once you get in the mall, especially a place like the Galleria with multiple entrances and parking garages, go to the next or go to another parking garage and try to lift another car to at least get away from the area before they know what's going on.
I mean, again, life imitates the movies. Remember Terminator when they had to escape in the car and they went into the parking garage and then he stole another one? Why don't guys do that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
go in the one right here off of West Alabama. Get in, go across.
Like stealing a car isn't like a 30-second process, though.
No, but it worked in the movie. They hit out and then
it's a movie.
So you're saying that things in the movies can't happen in real life? Somebody said, Fred, we're just talking about surveillance cameras. The Galleria has a bunch. That's true. But if you escape, then, you know, if you get out of the mall and get somewhere and somebody comes and picks you up and you totally escape from the car chase, then by the time they figure out who you are, you've changed your name, you've gotten a fake ID, and you moved to Guam. So, good point here from three, mall or airport.
Airport's good, too. Airport's, although airport, there's too much security, and you can't just go running through it all crazy.
Well, yeah, and you can't just go park because you got to go through all the stuff, depending on what lot you're in.
But those tunnels over there by IAH are good because that's all airspace, and they can't stop the plane, so the police helicopter is not allowed to take over until they clear all the planes.
Ooh.
So they can't get close enough to actually keep a constant watch on you.
That's interesting. No, that's not
because
something
you,
I knew.
You can lead them towards airspace, but until they get clearance from the air traffic controller in the tower, they're putting everybody else in danger. And then they have to reroute or tell all the planes to hold off and make sure it's all clear first.
Here's another one. Here's another way to do this. I think it was, I can't remember the name of the damn movie, but it had Danny DeVito in it and Bette Midler, and she got kidnapped by Bill Pullman and some unattractive woman, and they wind up being friends, so they wind up faking his death. Here's what you could do. If you get enough of a lead, you drive the car off of a dock into the lake. You know, there's plenty of lakes around here. You just jump out of the car and roll under, especially if you can get up north where the airplanes are blocking the aerial surveillance. You just roll out of the car. Car goes in the water. They spend days looking for you, and you've swum to safety.
Yeah.
Just a thought. All right, guys. We got to take a quick break. Come back. We'll do the gym of the day. Got some other stuff to get to. Don't worry. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love the Age, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the Flip, a gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And so we got a little catching up to do. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. If you want to win a lawsuit, I'm going to give you a little tip here.
Thank you.
Five New Jersey law enforcement officers and a part-time employee were awarded a $2.45 million settlement to be split amongst all of them. All they had to do was endure a 10-year harassment campaign at the hands of a massive floppy sex toy. The six employees of the Mountainside Police Department, which basically have fewer than 24 cops, allege police brass and municipal officials allowed the harassing, inappropriate, and illegal conduct by a dildo they called Big Blue. The internal affairs officer, this is great, internal affairs officer would wave around Big Blue, throw it within the detective bureau, and throw it at people walking past the detective bureau. In one instance, Huber hit a dispatcher in the face with the sex toy. As Officer Thomas Murphy filmed the incident and teased the man, saying, "What's it smell like? I hope it doesn't smell like what I think it smells like." And there's video footage.
What's it smell like?
It doesn't say. I'm just speculating.
Be a whole lot.
Many of the allegations are against Detective Sergeant Huber, who is described as often walking around naked in the restroom.
Throwing, what's going on at this
throwing feces smeared tissues at coworkers and placing his testicles on unsuspecting colleagues' food.
Not wise.
This guy's internal affairs. You imagine screwing up and having to go before this cat, and he's putting his testicles on your food when you go in his office. The second in command had a practice of taking his flashlight and ramming it into the anus area of other male officers while at police headquarters.
The anus area?
Yes. I don't know that he was actually anusing him. But one of them was hit so hard that it hurt for Urban to sit down. Yeah, that's, you know, that happens.
I believe I would have to fight that guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but somebody comes around here and starts trying to shove something up my butt.
Like, one time it's funny. The second time, though.
The second time, I'm probably chopping your arm off with a sword. And what sucks is, well, it's municipality insurance, so the city's having to pay for this. But basically, $408,000 per victim. So if you want $408,000, man, all you need is for somebody to run around here with a blue dildo, and Big Blue will get you. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
49 said it was Ruthless People was the movie. It was Judge Reinhold, not Bill Pullman. No, Bill Pullman was in it. He played the dumb guy. Judge Reinhold was the star. He's the one who faked his death. And says, and Helen Slater is very pretty. Meh, not for me. I was not impressed with her, but that was a funny-ass movie from the 80s. And now I've learned how to escape with money.
I don't know if I even remember it.
It was pretty good. But, yeah, Bill Pullman plays the boyfriend of a woman who's trying to extort money out of Danny DeVito, and he's like the dumbest guy that ever lived. And, like, there's a scene where the cops are pointing guns at him on this money drop, and it's worth checking out if you've never seen it. So, it's true, said you guys should have a Big Blue. You know what? In this environment, we can't really do stuff like that anymore. We can't even have Bangy the Sex Bear.
That's true.
I mean, it's the world's changed, guys. You know, no one can inappropriately touch anyone with a Big Blue. We can't wave Big Blue around. Even with the other guys, like if we wanted to locker room it, we can't.
Nope.
So the world has changed. Crystal Big Blue plus pink payload equals good time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's a thought. There's a thought. Get that pink payload in there.
I forgot about Big Blue being also that drink. I've found a couple of new. I'm going to have some new drinks for Tyler pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get him like some old school, like King Cobra.
Ooh.
Just some real gross stuff. And I've got some new Four Loko flavors in the works, too. Mm.
Can we get him to do a 40 of Schlitz malt liquor?
No, he can't do a 40. He can do a 25.4 ounce.
I bet he could do a 40. Tyler's a champ.
Today, he's like, dude, I can't do more than 24 ounces. It's too much.
Okay.
It's too much substance. And I also, I hope Juggalo Trey doesn't land on the wheel of death again for a shotgunning because it was an abject failure.
Yeah, well, maybe we should give him the option also of taking the crap shot instead of shotgunning.
Maybe we shouldn't give him an option. Mm. I mean, maybe he should just have to take the mega shot.
Yeah.
Which the mega shot's going to get so much worse this week because we're adding not only the menthol flavored tobacco vodka, but also the regular tobacco flavored vodka.
Are we going to add the regular tobacco or are we going to push it till next week because we have the Tabasco for this week?
No, I'm just talking about adding to the mega shot. Maybe we hold off.
Yeah, let's hold off adding it to the mega shot until we've actually made it part of the weekly shot.
That's the shot of the week after this week's.
Yeah.
Mm. So this week we have, tell the people how we have this, Aaron.
So thankful to listener John Hussey who went out to the Specs and Porter and picked up the last of the Dickel Tabasco barrel aged whiskey for us. The last one anywhere east of San Antonio that I found between liquor stores I was looking at, Specs and Total Wine and a bunch of others. He was nice enough to pick it up for me last week and then bring it down here today, dropped it off with us. So we're going to see exactly how much Tabasco is in this whiskey.
All right.
Interesting. All right. So we'll give that a try. Thanks to him. And, you know, we'll have some other. We still got a lot of good beer left, right, that we haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know St. Patrick brought us some that we haven't had a chance to dive into yet.
Still in my office.
So, yeah. Awesome. So that'll be Friday. Tomorrow we'll have Brad and Taylor talk a little college football. So as the week is kind of winding down now. We only got two segments left in this show, and then it's like betting in football tomorrow, and then it's happy hour. I kind of like this. It shortens the week. It shortens the week significantly.
Can't wait. All right. I got to tell you guys about Hoops. Pro Dunk Hoops. That's the website you go to if you want a new basketball goal. You could go to a box store and you'd get some raggedy-ass goal that'll last you a couple years, and then it'll be leaning and the backboard will be cracked and your kids won't even play on it and your house is going to depreciate because it's going to look awful. Or you go to ProDunkHoops.com and get the best goal on the market. The steel, 75% thicker than what you can get in those big box stores. Built to last. A tempered glass backboard, if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. And a rust armor finish that is built to last. 30 years maintenance free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. I was hesitant to put a goal up in my front yard. But then I saw this thing. I was like, oh, my God. And I was right. It looks amazing out there. I mean, it looks like a goal you'd grab out of Toyota Center, and it's in my friggin' driveway. And they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, so my older kid and my younger kid can both have fun on it. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. David in my head, too hard for me to learn my lesson. My head, my heart, the way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed. Hey, man, probably ain't believe me. No,
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano-silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just crank this up for a second, man. I love this. A little Anthrax for breakfast here. I was actually jamming this morning. Like, when I was doing my work, I did my Alexa thing and playing this. Played some obscure Rainbow songs from back in the day, like All Night Long, which is one of my favorites, with Graham Bonnet, who had short hair, which is why I got kicked out of the band. I think I mentioned this. I saw this special with Richie Blackmore a few months back, and he basically admitted he was a complete a-hole. And so he's going through all the singers he had in Rainbow, and it's like, oh, yeah, Graham Bonnet was really talented, but I told him his hair was too short. And so he did, like, one album and fired him. It's like, that's most rock and roll thing ever. Is to fire somebody for having their hair too short. All right. Yeah, play it up to the chorus. Come on. And then I got some good news for the people.
All right.
Oh, well, I've always got good news for the people because I'm Mr. Positive. Yeah, I just want to hear this chorus. All right, that's good. We're good. Love that song. See, now I'm all pumped up for the last two segments. It's because Aaron's a man. Aaron has a really good skill set there where if he thinks we're about to kind of go off a cliff and maybe it's like coming out of hyperspace, it's like, no, I'm going to trot out a song that's going to give somebody a virtual Woody. Boom, done.
Conor McGregor shaved his beard.
Oh, did he? I haven't seen that.
I just tweeted it out. It looks really weird.
Hmm.
It's funny when you've got a guy, like, if we saw James Harden with a shaved beard right now, we would all freak out. Like, it'd be like, whoa, who's that guy? You know?
Just like when Will Fuller cut off his dreads.
What about when Tyler first shaved?
Yeah, that was shocking.
It was alarming. Like, you start to associate certain people with beards, and then it goes away. It's like, whoa. I've kept my beard shorter in recent years because now I've got a lot of gray in it. There's a lot of salt in my pepper. So I just prefer to keep it short rather than grow it out. Except when I grew out the friendly mutton chops, and then I put some effort into it. But that was pandemic beard. Now that I'm like in meetings and in public, I'm a little cleaner on the facial hair. But yeah, when you get used to seeing people with a beard and then it goes away, it's like, what the hell?
Wow, you know what he looks like in this photo? Like, if you want to be in the white supremacist prison gang, he's the guy that has to rape you.
Does he look like a Proud Boy? Is that what you're saying?
just saying that's what he looks like to me. It's like if I go to prison, then
stand back and stand by, Conor McGregor, for your next fight.
Looks like a combination of that and like a methy Brendan Schaub.
yeah, that's not incorrect. So I have a little good news for the people. Again. Just trying to do my best, right? Make everybody happy.
I've got something that'll make Texans fans feel better too.
Okay, good.
So we'll a positive segment.
But you know, I don't know if we'll be out there or anything or doing business with them even. But Sam Houston Race Park announced that they're going to have a longer thoroughbred meet this year because they had to cut last year short because of the COVID. It will start January 8th, and it'll be a 46-day meet. So more live thoroughbred racing than we've had in a long time. Nice purse structure. So some big stakes races starts January 8th. So hopefully by then we'll have at least a limited number of fans in the stands.
All right.
Because I'd like to be able to do shows out there again. I miss my racetrack. So there's some more positive news for you. January 8th, Sam Houston Race Park returns.
Right on. This will make you feel better if you're a Texans fan. That weak ass DeAndre Hopkins mispracticed with an ankle injury.
Practice? So, he mispracticed?
Looks like Texans win the trade.
What
bitches.
A bust.
Ha ha ha.
Well, for Wednesday practice,
who
yes.
Is David Johnson missing practice?
I don't know. I got to check.
I don't think so. Wait. Set off the fireworks, before you, bleepers.
Before you say that, I need to check the injury report for the Texans.
Got this one right.
Did not participate, Charles Amenihu.
Uh-huh.
Limited participation, Zach Cunningham. Cullen Gillespie, who is a limited participant in the games. P.J. Hall.
Okay.
Duke Johnson.
Nope, wrong one.
Peter Kalambayi.
So David Johnson, full participant.
Yes.
DeAndre Hopkins missed practice. If this isn't a giant I told you so sandwich.
Is this non-pedo Texans news? Just want to make sure that we brand it that way for the people.
Oh, Bill O'Brien knew all along, you dopes. He knew he'd be missing this practice. He knew it. Yeah, catching 32 balls in 3 weeks, I bet your ankle's sore. Maybe his usage should have gone down. You wouldn't have hurt him. Meanwhile, David Johnson's played 106 of 108 snaps this season.
Yeah, an average.
The highest usage player in the NFL, non-quarterback. Yeah. He's touched the ball more than any, or well, he's been on the field.
Yeah, he hasn't touched the ball, but he's
for
been
more
on
than
the field.
Any quarterback, any non-quarterback, he's been on the field. Unreal.
1.8 yards per carry.
Yeah, but he's on the field all the time. Guess who's not? DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, he's on the field during
the
games.
And DeAndre was like, oh, let me get more money. Why? So your ankle can be hurt on Wednesday? No thanks, pal. See ya. And, oh, you guys just wait until they make that second round pick. You just wait. It's gonna.
Didn't they trade that in the Brandon Cooks deal? They got another second rounder from somewhere else, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
I
Aaron,
think you're right.
Aaron, can you look that
no,
up?
No, I think that's the one. Damn it.
Speaking of which.
But that other second round pick they got, just you wait.
Well, maybe needing that for a quarterback. The only thing
but think about it. When you got, we've got Brandon Cooks, who you just mentioned, also full participant in practice.
Yes.
And David Johnson. Basically, that's what you got for DeAndre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worked out.
It's not worked out?
It's not worked out.
Did they both practice today?
They did.
Did DeAndre practice today?
He did not.
I rest my case.
Okay. I'm more about Sunday than Wednesday.
No.
That's just me. Sometimes Monday
not
night.
How a flat organization.
Sometimes Thursday night.
That's not how a flat organization operates. Every day is the same in a flat organization.
Yeah, well, is 0-3 flat or is that flatlining? I'm confused.
Yeah, you think there'd be more wins if DeAndre was here? What's he going to do, run the football?
No, I don't think they'd have more wins if he was here, but I think their losses would look a lot less ugly.
You think they'd be better against the spread is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, that's, you know. But speaking of which, just not to rub a little salt in your pepper or your wound or whatever it is that you're peppering over there, Bleacher Report did the biggest bust of the NFL's first three games.
David Johnson, number one.
No, but here's some names for you. Jordan Howard is on that list.
Okay.
Brandon Cooks is on that list.
Oh, come on.
Carson Wentz is on that list.
Yeah, that's a fair one.
AJ Green is
also
on that list.
Fair.
Jadeveon Clowney is on that list.
Also fair.
Late start, though. Give him time.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is on that list.
I don't agree with that. I think the Giants suck, but I don't think Daniel Jones has sucked.
Gronk
looks like maybe he's coming to life a little bit, but my expectations for Gronk were low this year.
Right. I think that's why. I mean, if you expected him to come in and be Gronk right away, then that's on you, Bleacher Report.
I was in a fantasy draft where he was like the fourth tight end off the board, and I was just like, sucker.
Austin Hooper of the Browns, speaking of tight ends. Kirk Cousins. I think that's fair.
Busto.
Yeah. But through 3 weeks, he's passed for 623 yards with 5 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and a passer rating of 73.8, which we remind you, that's the old-school passer rating, which needs to be in the 90s to be average to below average. So, he did pass for 251 against the Titans, but he also completed less than 60% of his passes and 2 more interceptions. So, that's who's coming to town. So, we'll have who has the better game between the two big busts so far? Brandon Cooks or Kirk Cousins?
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a close game, honestly. So
I do too.
I don't feel like. I'm guessing both guys will probably be bad. That seems more likely than both guys will play well.
Well, I want to say, well, Kirk Cousins gets to play against the Texans defense, but Brandon Cooks gets to play against the Vikings defense. So, yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'll go with Cousins has a better chance to have a good game.
I'll be honest. If the Texans lose this game, it's going to feel like the sky is falling. Like, so far, it feels like they've lost to teams that are just better than them, and it's not that big of a deal. If they lose to the Vikings, now all of a sudden we're like, oh, boy.
Especially the Vikings with limited practice because of this COVID crap.
Yeah. Seems like
everything's in your favor this week.
It's really set up for success. And if you can't succeed this week, there's big problems.
That's why I think they might.
Well, good luck. You got my book you read? I'm not putting any money on that. It's suckering me.
So 713 said, so we traded the second round pick we originally had to the Rams for Cooks. The second round pick we got from Arizona went to select Ross Blacklock.
Oh, well, he was in scratch last week.
Inactive on Sunday. So.
Hmm.
So what second round pick do they have next year? Because I know they have one going to the Dolphins. Right? This is a year they give up a one and a two, right? Or did they give up a one and a two last year in the Tunsil
deal? I think a one and two last year.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so confused because they've given away so many. But
here we go. They have a third, a fourth, no, third, two fourths, a fifth, three sixths, and a seventh.
Ooh.
Next year.
Can't wait to see how they rebuild with that. So no second next year, no first.
No first, no second.
Man.
Their first round pick, first and second rounders went to Miami. They have a fourth rounder from Arizona, a sixth rounder from Miami, and a sixth rounder from New Orleans.
Boy, can't wait to see that draft class when the new GM comes in and has to rebuild this whole team with one draft class with no first or second.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is a it's got a mock draft.
Yeah.
So it's got them having 8 picks. Running back, tight end, defensive end, offensive tackle, kicker, safety, center. That's what the mock draft has. That would be ideal. If they took a tight end with their second pick in the draft and then took a kicker.
Yeah. I
feel like everything would be complete.
That sounds like Bob's used draft, though. I mean, that makes no sense.
Yeah, who knows? This is Lance Zierlein. That's the guy who made it.
Oh, Zierlein?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't you put that evil on Lance. Lance wouldn't have him taking a kicker or a tight end.
Would it shock you if they took a tight end?
No.
Every time it's like, they've got too many tight ends.
Here's what happens.
Anyway.
They go 4-12 and say, bring in a new GM. Bob gets to keep his coaching job. New GM comes in, doesn't like any of the tight ends on the roster, drafts a tight end.
Okay, that could happen.
It definitely could happen. All right. Man, like, if it were me, I'd be bringing in somebody from the Ravens organization. And then somebody from the Steelers organization just to draft wide receivers.
Did the Ravens lose to the Chiefs? Yes or no?
They did. But I'm hiring. Too. See, in my world, when they give me control of the Texans here before the end of the year, I'm hiring Eric Bieniemy. So I'm getting my Chiefs, right? I'm going to hire my GM out of the Ravens organization. But I want an assistant GM out of the Steelers organization. But I want the guy who's only responsible for picking wide receivers there. Because the Ravens suck at drafting wide receivers. They're great at everything else. Steelers, great at drafting wide receivers. Here we go. Perfect organization. And you know what? Maybe it's not a flatter organization, but it's going to be a fatter one because we're going to win more. We're going to eat. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Jimbo Fisher Show coming up at 7 o'clock. NBA Finals Game 1, Heat Lakers, 8 o'clock on both stations, right? 97.5 and 92.5?
That is correct.
All right.
But Bleed Blue is so concerned about our appearances.
What do you mean?
Did Fred get that haircut? Let's see. Where was the other one? Whiteout is not AJ's color, in my opinion. I'm wearing a white shirt today. Like, listen, dude. You trying to get on this or what? Not for sale, buddy. Spoken for. I feel like I'm not a piece of meat.
Yeah, I got the haircut just because I decided to wear a hat today. I didn't wear a hat yesterday. I'm sorry that you guys missed it. So, you know, but, you know, I still like wearing hats. People, and I can't believe how many people say stuff like, oh, why are you wearing a hat now that you have hair? Because I like hats. I always have. It's comfortable. Why do you wear clothes? You know, I mean, why don't you just walk around naked? Just you got hair on your chest. Why not? Ladies, too. Same for you. You know what? Hey, if people are interested, they're interested in
Bleed Blue. Trying to get on me.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like your clothes today. I don't care. Imagine I want to pick out my clothes so Twitch will tell me I look pretty.
I, for one, am happy that anyone cares enough to comment on our appearance.
I don't think people should comment on our appearance.
Well, I mean, there's nothing positive to say, let's be honest. But, I mean, I think it, you know, it just shows that, you know, people care. It's important in their life that they don't like you in white. That's important to them. You should be proud. I think it's important to me when people tell me that I got a beak like a toucan and that I look like a lesbian golfer. I mean, it's important to them. Don't wear a hat since you got hair now. Oh, and then I don't wear a hat and it's, oh, you look like this. You look like this. I mean, it makes me happy. It makes them happy. And if it does that, that's all we're here for. And because really, we all have one thing in common. We have deaths in common.
Oh, yes. We all die in the end.
Yeah. And yes, I may be ugly. But you're gonna be just as dead as me.
That's true.
How important will it be for you to be handsome then? Because guess what? When we're dust and bones, brother, I'm gonna be just as good looking as you.
Bleed Blue needs a Big Blue from H Train.
Ooh, yeah. All right, let's. Johnny Mathis, 2011, dead at 85. Wasn't he supposed to open for somebody you were going to see? Was that Johnny Mathis?
No, that wasn't Johnny Mathis. Okay,
Merle Haggard.
Yeah. I get my M country guys confused. Mac Davis died this week, 2020. 78 years old. Best known as a quarterback from North Dallas 40. More so than a country singer, I would say. Monty Hall, 2017, dead at 96. Made a deal with the devil that he could live till 96. Byron Nelson, the golfer, 2006, 94 years old. Boy, some of these golfers have nice runs. Maybe I should have done that.
I mean, it's a good life. It's a casual life. That's why John Granato is still kissing.
Yeah, John Granato looks like he's 20 years old.
Relaxed life, yeah. You think John Granato is younger than me?
Doak Walker, 71. I think he is younger than you, actually.
He might be.
George Blanda, dead at 83. Okay, I got to speed this up because we only have 3 minutes. So we're going to skip William Boeing because his, you know, planes are crashing in. You know. All right, let's move on to the best deaths. 1991, September 24th, Theodore Geisel dies at 87, better known as Dr. Seuss. Dead at 87. John Bonham, dead at 32 in 1980, one of the all-time great rock drummers. Speaking of golfers, Arnold Palmer dies at 87. Good run, 2016. This is a hell of a run. 1820, Daniel Boone, 85 years old in 1820.
Now, that's a guy who didn't play golf every day.
No.
He lived a pretty hard life, you would think, like being a mountain man and stuff.
And shooting at turkeys and whatnot. 2008, Paul Newman, dead at 83. Still has that Newman's Own
marinara sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good stuff.
It
man.
Is good stuff. 2017, moment of silence, 91 years old, Hugh Hefner. Also played a lot of holes.
Many holes in one day.
1991, Miles Davis, dead at 65, a pneumonia. And 1955, James Dean.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
James Dean in 1955, not the sausage James Dean, though.
Right.
Dead at 24 from
Handsome
a car crash.
James Dean.
Yeah, Jimmy Dean. And one porn star, September 23rd, 2019, 91 years old, oh. Candy Samples.
Murdered by a pimp.
Natural causes. Which, hey, wait, for this job, that's a natural cause. I'm going to give you the point.
Imagine a 91-year-old lady being murdered by a pimp. That would be horrible.
What are you doing? Just because I can't bring in money anymore, my name's Candy Samples. Come sample this gray crap. All right, that's your deaths.
Well, I knew I was going to be bored today, and I knew I needed to. I'm putting a little action down. I've got $25 bets on Indians, Yankees under 8.5 runs, and Lakers minus 2 in the first quarter.
Jesus, you really are jonesing, aren't you?
I need it, man. I didn't bet Monday Night Football. I was like, I got to have something.
Oh, I was
going
kicking
on.
Myself for not playing that because everything I was leaning toward came through, yeah. Which, you know. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. We will do it again tomorrow. You'll have an NFL game to bet tomorrow.
Yes. I don't know if I will.
Go Dolphins, eh? Oh, no. Wait, go Broncos. Yeah,
Broncos,
no, wait. Yeah.
Jets. Oh, bunch geez. Of hosers.
Jets, yes. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an awesome evening. Until tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
I guess you could say I am a loner. A cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.